Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Shafila Rosh Beizim Bechol Makom, Shlo Yoheidim Holchim El Makom Avad. Another takan Rav Yochanan Zakkai made, originally the Eidim had to follow the Rosh Beizim to wherever he was so they can Makadish the Chodesh, since the Kiddush HaChodesh was dependent on him. Rav Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that regardless of where the Rosh Beis Din was, you went to the Beis Avad, to this place where the Sanhedrin was, and there were Mekarish the Chodesh without the Rosh Beis Din. Rashi, Om Rav Yishua Ben Korcha, Shafila Rosh Beis Din B'chom Mokom, Shenitzrach Lifrosh B'mokom Havad L'mokom Acher, he had to travel somewhere, went away from the Sanhedrin, Shari Iker HaChodesh Tul Yabo, the Iker Kiddush HaChodesh is dependent on the Rosh Beis Din, because it's not the Pirkin Dle'el, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh, the Alfino Mikroi. We learn over there from Sukkah. So he made a takana that you didn't need the Rosh Beis Din. Lo yu tzrichim edi achodesh lahaluch achrov, el lamokam avad, shal yeshiva yelechosh. Go to where the Sanhedrin is. The Sanhedrin yikachu below Rosh Beis Din. Okay, and the reason is that shouldn't be marshal them. They have to start running around following the Rosh Beis, and they won't come the next time. Okay, ahi itza da'azmenua ledina kameda neymar benardoi. The woman that had a hazmona, they gave her an invitation to din Torah in front of a neymar nardoi. Also a neymar lemechuza, and a neymar left nardoi and he went to mechuza. Below Oslo Basrei, and she didn't follow him to attend the Beis Din that now was set up in Mechuzah instead of Nardo. Kosa Psicho Ilova. So he put her in Cherem. He wrote a shamta against her for not showing up to Beis Din. Omer Le Ravashi La Meimer. So Ravashi said to Meimer, V'hanan T'nan Afilu Rosh Beis Din B'chol Mokom Shul Yoheidim Holchim El Mokom Avad. Right? L'chora Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that you don't have to follow the Av Beis Din. You go to wherever the Beis Din is. So why did she have to follow a neymar to Mechuzah? Should have gone just to where the Beis Din was, Kavua, in Nardot. Omerlei, honey, mila, in the Sachodesh. That only was the Gabi Eda Sachodesh. Gimkei, nimtis, machshilim, losid lov. Because if you make them follow the Rosh Beis Din, they may not come the next time. Avalhocha, evid lova, liish malva. But over here, the Lova is an Eved to the Malva, and wherever the Beis Din goes, that's where the Lova has to go. Okay, Rashi. Psicha Shtar Shamti. Put her in Cherem. Dim Kain, Imato Matrichon. Right, they won't come the next time. So the Shaila, whether this Halacha applies, it doesn't apply to Halva. Halva, the Lova has to follow the Malva to wherever the Beis Din is. How about other dine mominus that aren't Eidus HaChodesh, where the reason of Shalom Achshilim Lossid Lava doesn't apply, but the Halach of Eved Lova Leish Malva also doesn't apply. So it seems to be Machlokas, the Rambam, and other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam seems to say it's only Halach by Halva. All dine Nizikin, except for Halva, you don't have to go where the Rosh Beis Din is. You have to go where the regular Beis Din is, Kavua. And the Rambam seems to say that all halachas of Mominus have the same din as Halva, except for Kiddush HaChodesh, and there, wherever the Rosh Beis Din goes, you have to follow.
Okay.
What?
How do you express it literally?
Express what?
Yilode.
Where? Which word?
Psicha?
Ilava, on her. Okay. Okay. Toner Rabbanan. Ein kohanim rishoyin lalos besandaleim leduchen. The zu echad miteisha takonos sheiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made 9 takonos, and one of them was that kohanim don't duchen in sandals or in shoes. And the Gemara says in Sota, the reason is that we're afraid that if they wear shoes with shoelaces, that the shoelace will open or tear, and they'll go down to tie it, and people think they're puzzled. And others say that there's a more significant reason, that the duchening is like avoda. It has to be done barefoot, but not mamish barefoot, just as it should be a chatzitza. So you could really wear a sandal that doesn't have a bottom, right? But for this takana, you can't even wear that. They won't wear any sandals. Okay. So that was the takana of Yochanan Zakkai. Shish the high pirko. How do you make nine? Six in the perek that we're learning now. They've mentioned six of his takanas. Rashi will enumerate them. The chad of the pirka kama, and one that was in the first perek. And that is altogether, what's it called, seven, plus this one is eight. The ninth one, the idach, we'll see in a second, let's see Rashi till here. Eina kohanim, rishoyim lalos besandaleim leduchan, shenosim kapeyim, umesech esot in the forest time, a perek velo nemarim. The reason is, because again, maybe that the shoelace will tear or open, and he'll bend down to tie his shoes, and people think that he's puzzled. Shis the high pirka, cha the high, one is this one, the chamesh the masnison, and the five that are mentioned in the Mishnah, hiskin shu token, one is that they should blow wherever there's a beis din, on Shabbos, that lulav is nitl ol shiva, she yom hanef kula wasser, the shumakavim kol ayom, the shaloyu edom holchim el lamokam avad. Right, so those are what's it called, the six. One in the first parak, Shaloyu Mechalim El Al Nisan Tisha Bavad, with the time they make this, they're Mechal Shabbos on all the Yomim, on all the Chadashim, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Mesakin after Churban Beis HaMikdash only to Mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei. So that's seven. And the other two are the following. The Idach, the Tanya, Gershon is Gayer, Bizman Hazet, Tzorech Shiafrish Roba Lakino. A Ger is Megayer, Bizman Hazet, has to separate, Rashi learns Rova is a Rova of a dinner. That's the amount that it costs to bring a bird for a korban. Because part of the geirus was bringing a korban. And therefore, since he can't bring the korban, at least he should set aside money that when the Beis HaMikdash shall be built, he'll bring his korban. Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, Kvar Nimne Olea, Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ubitla, Nitnei HaTakala. Keep money around that's muyuchat for a korban, and he could come to use it and be over me'ila, and therefore he didn't make it that they had to separate the money, and the Beis HaMikdash should be built, so the ger will bring his korban. The idach plugs of the rapop of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. The ninth one is machlokas, rapop and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, what exactly it was. See Rashi. Sorash Shiafish Rova Lakino, Rova Shekel, a quarter of a shekel, the hainu chatzi diner, half a diner. Tosfos learns that a rova of a diner. And Rashi learns it's a rova of a shekel, which is half a diner. The hain de make kain. That's the amount that a bird's nest costs, a pair of birds cost, kinesnan, omdukinin bo biyom berivosayim, shager chayi bekorban. Part of the geirus is a korban. Kinetanya, kochem kager yeh kavoseichem. Mavel Seichem lo nichnesu lebris ela b'milo tvila v'harzo asdomim v'hazdo asdomim v'chsi v'yikach Moshe Saddam v'yizrok v'ein hazo b'lo tvila v'harzo asdomim v'chsi v'chatsi adom zorek al mizbeach avhein lo yikonsu ela b'milo tvila v'harzo asdomim. Just like by Har Sinai, they were nichnes lebris with hazo, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled the blood on them, and before they could do that, they had to have tevila, so a ger needs tevila. Why he doesn't need hazah is not so possible, right? The Rambam doesn't learn, surely, that he need hazah for a ger, even the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that you'd have to sprinkle the blood of the korban on him. And the Targum Unkelus Takat says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't sprinkle the blood on the people, but he sprinkled the tafka on the Mizbeach. So, from Rashi is mashma, though, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you needed also not only the korban, but part of the blood should be sprinkled on the ger. But since you needed sprinkling of the blood, you thought you need tevila, that you could do today. So a ger needs tevila. Bris mila, they were nichnas with bris mila. And with, obviously, Kabbalah Samitzis is the bris. And a korban, hartzoz domi. So bisman azeh, we can do the tevila, and the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, and the Mila, can't do the Korbanos. So how do you know it's not Ma'akim? Maybe you can't be Makabel Geri. Because the Pasuk says that what's it called, Ki Yogur Lachem Geri Tchem Ledoro Seichem, that applies for all generations, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So it's possible to have a Ger, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, even though he's high of a Korban. So when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, he'll bring his Korban. But it's not Ma'akim the Geris. So Avheim lo yikonsu ela b'milo tvila v'artzo azdomim. Meseches krisis, barosh perek arboa mechusri kapora. Masik milsa, desogi le ba'olas ha'of. And since he has to bring a carbon, he's yotze with a minimal carbon, which is an olasol. Hilgach yafrish rova lakino, shema yibana beis hamikdash v'yomenu v'yakrivenu. See, when he comes a ger, he should set aside money for the carbon, case the beis hamikdash shall be built, to have the money ready there. And Rabbi Yochum Zaka was mevatel that. Dilma osi l'sanu yimenei, because we're afraid that he'll be nehenna from the mammon and be over on the ila. So that is the ninth one. Okay, that's what Rav Papa said. What's it called? That was the eighth one. Okay. That was the eighth one, right. And the ninth one is a machlokas. What is the machlokas? The idach plugs of the Rav Papa Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravai. Rav Papa says that was the takan of Kerem Ravai. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Loshen Shel Zahuris. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it was the takan of Loshen Shel Zahuris. Which are they? Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravai. Disnan, Kerem Ravai, Hoya Olu Yishalayim, Mahalach Yom Lechotzad, the Zui Tchuma, Eilat Min HaDorom, Bakrevis Min HaTzofon, Lud Min HaMare, V'yardin Min HaMizrach. Lo Omar Ula V'yisema Rav Bar Ula, Omar Rav Yochanan, Ma Tam, Kedei La'ater Shukei Yishalayim B'peiros. The Tanya, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Takana that Kerem Ravai, it's Machlokas over here in the Rishonim, what that means. We have know there's a machlokas whether the fourth year after Orla, right, so that is halach of Ravai, meaning that you can't eat it till you're poldeit or eat it in Yerushalayim, just like Maaser Sheni, same thing as Maaser Sheni. So there's a machlokas whether that, in the Gemara, whether that applies only to Kerem Ravai, right, since the Torah speaks about a Kerem, the fourth year, or applies to all fruit. Any fruit, where there's Orla, there's Ravai, Netta Ravai. We had it in Brachas. Kerem Ravai or Nectar Ravai. So, could be that this Gemara says Kerem Ravai because this Mandi Omer holds only Kerem Ravai. But according to the Mandi Omer, holds that a Ravai applies to all Peiros, so it would apply to all Peiros too, that you had to bring all fruit to Yerushalayim. Or no. Even the Mandi Omer says Nectar Ravai, they only made this Takana by grapes, not by other fruits. Right? That there should be grapes in Yerushalayim because they needed them for Nesachim. So they wanted people to bring the fruit, not to bring money instead, and buy food in Yerushalayim. They wanted them to bring the fruit, but only by grapes, not by other things. So the shaila, whether they wanted all the fruit in Yerushalayim, that was the original takana, bring all your fruit, don't redeem it and bring the money, bring the fruit, or, and what fruit to bring depended on what was chayiv and ravai, grapes or other fruit. Or no, even according to Mandi Omer, it says all fruit is chayiv and ravai. They only made this takana of bringing the fruit itself and not redeeming it by grapes.
How was that held by grapes? Did they use it for nesachim instead of eating it?
No, it wasn't the idea. They could do anything with it. Once they brought it to Yerushalayim, right, then they could, they could give it to the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't have to be eaten by the person who brought it. Anybody could eat it. So they could use it for nesachim too. The guy didn't have to eat that fruit. He had to bring it to Yerushalayim. He couldn't eat it anywhere else. He had to bring it to Yerushalayim. So he wanted Yerushalayim to be Nisa'ater B'Peiros. Okay. So that's a machloka. So see, it has a nafkamina legami Maaser Sheni, whether they made this takana by Maaser Sheni or not. Right? If it applied to all fruit, then it could be it applied to Maaser Sheni equally. And according to others, it didn't apply to Maaser Sheni, only to this. Because since it only applied to grapes, they didn't want to make a chilek between grapes, and grapes was the only thing that according to the Mandi Omer Kerem Ravai, so they didn't want to make a chilek in Maaser Sheni between grapes and other things, and therefore they didn't make the takana. Okay. So from one day's journey, they made a takana that you had to bring the fruit. You couldn't redeem it, even though Minatori could redeem it. Vitanya, Kerem Ravai Hoyolo Rav Eliezer Mizrchlud, Bitzad Kvartevi, what's it called? Eliezer had a Kerem Ravai, and he was in the east of Lud, closer to Yerushalayim. Ubikesh Rav Eliezer Lafkironim, he didn't want to bring the fruit. It was a big tircha for him to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to mafker the fruit to the Aniyim. He held that Hefker Laniyim, like Beishamai, is Hefker, right? Because we hold that Hefker has to be for everybody. And let the Aniyim bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Amrlo Talmidei Rebbe Kvar Nimnu Chaverecha Alav Yistigru. Right? Your friends already were matter not to have to bring the fruit. You could redeem it and bring the money. So it wasn't a big tircha. Man chavirecha, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takon after Churban Beis Hamikdash. There's no purpose anymore to bring the fruit. And now you could go, it reverts back to the Din HaTorah that you could bring the money. You redeem it and bring the money. Rashi. You had to bring the fruit itself. As long as you're one step outside the walls of Yerushalayim, you can redeem Maisa Sheni and Netta Ravai or Kerem Ravai, which has the same din as Maisa Sheni. Rabban and Gozer, Bechol Mahaloch Shel Yom Echot Shialum V'Yochum Shom, Kedei La'atir Shuk Yerushalayim. The Rabbanan made a gzera that if you're one day's journey on any side from Yerushalayim, you bring what's it called the fruit itself. And you don't redeem it. B'mizrach Lud, the Hainu Bein Lud Yerushalayim. He was east of Lud, which was closer to Yerushalayim. Shari Yerushalayim, Mizrach HaShaludi. Yerushalayim is east of Lud. Lud is west of Yerushalayim. Lafkir Laniyim, Shiyisu Sham Peros, the Yochlum, they should bring the Peros to Yerushalayim, and they eat it there. Shayolov, Torah Chlaloson. It was a bother for him to bring the fruit, so he wanted to give it to the Aniyim, let them bring it. B'tirul, if dosim lahalos adomin. Dekivin, dechor, v'Yerushalayim, lo choshu, lo chachom, la Torah me'ata. So Yochlum and Zakkai said that things reverted back to the Iker Din HaTorah after the Churban, because no purpose anymore to bring the fruit, dafka. So that was the ninth takona, according to Rav Chapa. And Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omer Loshen Shel Zehuris. And Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the ninth takana was Loshen Shel Zehuris. The Tanya, Barishon Lo Hayu Koshim Loshen Shel Zehuris Al Pesach Ulam Mibachut. In the beginning, they would tie the Loshen Shel Zehuris, this piece of red wool, on the opening, on the doorway to the Ulam on the outside. Hilbin Hayu Smechim. So if it turned miraculously white, they were happy. Lo hil bin hayot seifim. If it didn't turn white, they were sad. So they didn't want either of them to be happy or sad. Right? The achronim are choker. What was the problem? The sadness or the happiness? Right? If they saw that it turn white, they would say, we don't have to do any more tshuva. So they didn't want that to happen. They didn't want people to be too confident in the kapara. Or they didn't want them to be too sad and give up to do tshuva. So they didn't want them to know until after Yom Kippur. Let Yom Kippur pass without knowing one way or the other, if the Averis were in Nischapa or not. V'adayin hoyu mitzitzim, they still, people managed to peek in and see what was doing. V'roi nil bin hoyu smechim, lo bin hoyu tzatzetim. Yerushalmi says, originally they had a takana, everybody put a Loshen Shel Zehuris in their own windows. And everybody's Loshen Shel Zehuris. Then they made a takana that only put one. They didn't let people do it in their own windows. They put it in what's called in the Beis HaMikdash. And still, people would see. So then they made all these other takonas. Hiskinu shu koshin oso chetsu b'selah v'chetsu ben karnet shu shu mishtoleh. They said no more Loshen Shel Zehuris anywhere public, but the it was tied on the half of it on the horns of the Shira Mishtaleah, and half of it he kept on the rock, so he could see on the rock after he threw the seer down what was, and he wouldn't report to the people till the next day. So only the person who threw the seer HaMishtoleach knew what was happening. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, by time, okay, so that was this takana. This takana was a Rav Zakkai, that they didn't make the Loshen Shel Zehuris anywhere but on the seer HaMishtoleach. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my time alone, Rav Papa. Why didn't he say the takana was Rav Papa's Kerem Ravai? Omer lecha, Yisolka daitich, Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Chaveir of the Rav Elezer, Mihavi. If you think that Rav Yochanan Zakkai made the takana, right, they wouldn't say to him, your friends were matarit, because he wasn't a friend of Rav Elezer, Rabbo Havi. Rav Yochanan Zakkai was a Rebbe of Rav Elezer. Wouldn't say, Chaveirecha hitiruah. The idach, kiven the Talmidim Havi, lavorachar, lemeimer le Rabbi Rabcha. Now, since the Talmidim we're talking to, Rebbe Lezer wasn't covered to say your Rebbe said. So he said, your friend. Some say that only applies to a Talmud Chaver. In other words, somebody who is an equal, but still subservient to the other person. Then you can call him a Chaver. But if he's a clear Rebbe, not a peer, Bechlal, then even the Talmidim can say, your Rebbe said to him. And therefore, what's it called? It wasn't Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai who made that Takon, according to Rav Papa. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Rav Papa, my time, Melo Omer, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Why didn't Rav Papa say, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, that the Takana was the Lashon Shel Tahuris. Amar lecha Yisrael Kadayt Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Bimei Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Mihavi Lashon Shel Tahuris. Mitayim Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Lashon Shel Tahuris never turned white. It was there, but it didn't turn white.
When
does
that bayit change?
Tanya, it was old bayit sheni. But it 40 years before Churban bayit sheni, it never turned white. But Tanya, Kol Shnosov Shel Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Meves Mishana. Yochanan Zakkai lived 120 years. Mem Shana, also with Pragmatia, 40 years he was a businessman. Mem Shana Lomad, and that includes his childhood too. As the first 40 years, he was Osik in Pragmatia, right? First 40 years of his life. He wasn't a businessman when he was 2 years old, but that's all considered Pragmatia. Mem Shana Lamad, the next 40 years he learned. Mem Shana Limeid, the next 40 years he was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who could have made Takonos. Etanya, Mem Shana Kolim Shenech Rabbais, Lohay Yeloshin Shel Zuhuris Malbin. 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Lashon Shel Zahuris never turned white. Right? Elamad. Usnan, Mishachorab Habayis, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made his takonis after Churban Habayis. That means that it was in the time of the 40 years when he was making takonis. So that means that he was making his takonis after Churban Habayis. It must be that within the 40 years before Churban Habayis, he wasn't yet making takonis. Because he was still in the Lamad stage. Right, the Edoch. What's it called? Rav Papa say, Rav Nachman Yisrael say. Also, Mar Boim Shon the Dilama Talmud Yoshev Nirabo Have, but Omar Milso Vistaber Tame, the Kavi Rabbe Bishmei Enochanami. He was learning, but when he said something good, so they said it in his name. They made the Takana in his name, even though he wasn't yet the Limeid stage of his life. He was only the Lamed. But since he was, a big Talmud, they made the Takana and gave his name to it. Rashi. Mi have loshen shel zahuris malbin, biyomim shoy Rabbi Yochanan more horoa mesakin takonis. In the 40 years of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh's life, that he was making takonis, the loshen shel zahuris didn't turn white. Usnan mishachor beis hamikdash hiskin, takonis. He made takonis after Churban beis hamikdash. That means part of his 40 years was then. So the 40 years before Churban Habayis already were completely in Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's time that he wasn't making takanas. So how could he make a takana about the thing turning white or not? It was in the years that it never turned white. At least 1 or 2 years after the Churban, he was making takanas. That means that at least 1 or 2 years before the Churban, he wasn't making takanas. And in those 40 years before, it never turned white. The Kiman Darboim Shona Kodam Achurban Lohilbin Aloshin Biyom Akipurim Nimtzah Shalohilbin Besof Shnosov Achronim Shalimid Boim Lachayim V'tikin Takonis. This Bryce says sometimes it was white and sometimes not, could not apply to the time that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai could have made Takonis. The Kaveh Bishmei Limnosa Imshar Takonosa. So since he was the one who proposed this Takona, even though he was a Talmud, and other people actually made it, but they made it in his name. Lahachi Tana Teisha, and that's why it's included in the 9 takanas that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made. Okay.